live from the Mad City, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Live from the Mad City, we're in the studio right above State Street, WMDX 92.7 FM, here with Jane, Rob Roberts, and Dom Lee, and also veteran rockers from the Madison area for over 40 years. Mars Hall was founded in 2018 by former members of legendary band Falcon from the late 70s and bassist and old friend Scott Pierno from 70s and 80s band Prophet. Mars Hall's sound pays homage to rock's golden era while forging a bold new identity of their own with raw passion, soaring melodies, and an unforgettable live show. Mars Hall is leading the charge in the new wave of classic rock. Tonight, the frontman from Mars Hall is here in the studio to perform solo acoustic on Live from the Mad City, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Perry, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
How are we doing, rocker?
Pretty good, man.
Jane, how what you doing tonight?
I'm doing a lot more than I thought I would, that's for sure.
That's good.
I've been in and out all night.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a great show. We're so happy that you could come in here and play tonight.
You've got a beautiful place here. I just love this. I love being able to look out over State Street and wave at people going by with my guitar.
It's happening.
I got to tell you, sometimes it gets a little distracting.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff happens out there from time to time, depending on the night.
Beautiful place.
What's happening in town, right?
Beautiful place.
Hey, what the heck is the new wave of classic rock?
Well, the new wave of classic rock is, if you go on Facebook and you look up new wave of classic rock, it's a bunch of bands that go back to the era of, you know, they're mostly guitar bands.
Yeah.
And playing rock and roll, you know, and which, you know, there's not a lot of it out there. You have to go look for it.
Wow.
And we're part of that group of, and there's hundreds of these bands, and you should definitely go check them out because they come to this town. We played a couple gigs with Black Moods.
Oh yeah, you know, and I love those guys.
Yeah, and they're with the
from Arizona, right?
Yeah, they're from Phoenix. Yeah, and they're part of that new wave of classic rock. It's that genre, you know.
I see. Yeah,
going back to the old days of, you know. You know, guitar, rock, and roll.
Guitar, bass, and drums. They're just a three-piece, right? The Black Moods.
That's right.
Oh, they're
that's
a great band.
Yeah.
Well, you know, before we hear about Mars Hall, how did you start getting, you know, start playing music? You know, what's your backstory, Perry?
You know, I'm going to be playing a song for you later on tonight called Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
And it was that first time the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan, and I was 8 years old. I went to my grandmother's house to see it, you know, and, you know, you'll hear the story in the song. I'm playing it later tonight in this show, but that's when I got the bug.
Yeah.
The first time I saw the Beatles, I wanted to be a Beatle, and that's what put the bug in me. And from that point on, you know, I was always listening to records, and I'd be in the basement singing away, playing rock star, doing air guitar. Yeah. I knew nothing about guitar at the
what
time.
What did you use for an air guitar? Usually it's like a broom or something.
I had a broom, I had a shovel, I had a few things. I even had my sister's 12-string guitar, my older sister's guitar, and I'd sit there and just, I wouldn't play anything, but I'd fake it, you know?
Yeah, and of course.
But you know, I always wanted to be in a band. First band I was in was called Right Off the Road. It was a high school band in Spring Green, and you know, it was with a few guys, Ken Wonkroll and Jim Holton and a few other lads. The late great, that was a whole nother story.
Yeah, okay.
That
must have been the early 70s.
That was really early 70s, 72 through 73. And then, you know, when I got out of high school, I moved to Madison, and I met, you know, I was in a band called Shock.
Right.
Which was a cover band. That was and you know, we were fairly well known. We were playing all the local clubs downtown here, the El Teon, the Boardwalk, Headliners, Oh, you know, yeah. We did the whole circuit there.
Wow, and that was 74.
Yeah.
What kind of covers did you play back then?
Oh gosh, we were doing
Beatles,
Taking Care of Business by Bachman, yeah. Turner, yeah, okay. Overdrive. I we were doing a lot of Kiss.
Yeah, wow.
You know, like Strutter and Cold Gin.
That was new then, right?
Yeah, that was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
That was where that came from. Then, Aftershock. You know, Shock, we actually got to open them for Cheap Trick for a few times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we were in the same Adam Annie and Toller booking agency.
Right.
So,
yes.
You know, we'd go and play the Horny Bull and a couple other notorious places with Cheap Trick. And so we got to know them. And I was really inspired by Cheap Trick because they were playing originals.
Right.
And that was when I decided, okay, I want to be an original artist. So I started writing songs. I actually went to New York, wrote my first songs ever in New York. But in New York, nobody wanted to hear that stuff because in 1976 and 77, everybody was listening to the Dead Kennedys.
Oh.
It was punk. It was the full force punk thing. And I tried out for like 5 different bands. I got into all of them. They're all punk bands. And I had, you know, I'm a pop kind of rock singer, you know. and even one of the producers, I say, yeah, you got to go back to the Midwest, you know. You got Cheap Trick and the Pez Band and Off Broadway. Go back there. That's where you'll fit in. So I came back. I got into Falcon.
Right.
That's when Falcon started.
Well, we're going to ask you that, actually.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I just wanted to ask, I didn't hear you mention, what was the parents' role? What was your parents' role in you getting into music?
Well, you know, they were rather, they didn't really encourage it.
Really?
They really didn't, you know. At an early age, my mother encouraged me to take piano lessons, which I indulged in for a little while, but I was, just for an example, where my piano lessons went, for my first recital, I was supposed to play Claire de Lune, and I didn't know Claire de Lune from, you know, Claire de Duck. So I got up on the piano at the recital and I improvised. My own, because I could do that. I could improvise. I could make up music. And I get done playing it, and Sister Mendora, yes, it was a parochial school. She takes me back and goes, "What the hell was that?" You know, Sister Mendora.
Oh, my.
But, you know, I did get a good round of applause for my improvisation.
Oh, nice. People appreciated it.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as background, you know, my mother was a beautiful singer. I liked singing. I always sang solos in high school and stuff, you know, and I'd always been dabbling with writing my own music. I can remember when I was just a child humming things in my head. And my mom said I would sing myself to sleep on my nap time.
Wow.
And I would sing myself to sleep, and she said, "I've never heard any of those songs before."
Wow. Well, tell us about your journey to becoming the frontman of Falcon, and a little bit of Falcon history, I guess, too.
Well, Falcon, you know, when I got back from New York, I did not have a band, and I got a call from Ricky Lee Imhoff, and he says he wanted me to come down and try out for his band. And I thought, what the heck, you know? And it turned out, you know, I went to their house. It was in a basement, or as most bands play in the basement. I mean, it was dingy. And I'm thinking, oh no, what am I getting myself into? But anyway, they start playing this music, and they're doing stuff that I'd never heard before. They were playing songs by UFO, Scorpions,
a lot
of Ted Nugent.
Hard rock.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, and some early AC/DC, and I went, okay, well, I kind of like this stuff, and I kind of slipped right in there and started playing with that, you know, and we toured around. We had a good time. Falcon was a good long-running band. We played every club in town here, and, there were times we were playing 3 or 4 different clubs a week in this town, you know. That's how...
Yeah, it was a legendary band, and Ricky Lee Imhoff, he... Currently, I think he still owns the Red Zone Annex, one of the partners.
I believe, he's one of the partners, and he books the bands into the Annex and stuff. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So.
And Mike Alice, he's still playing with the Solution. Yeah.
Yeah, we play that right here on Max 8 Radio. Well, let's get to some live music from the Mad City with Mars Hall, Perry Stephen Polito, presented by Aaron Weber Group. This song is called Cinderella's Ugly Cry. Is this a song about not knowing what you got till it's gone?
Well, not really. It's kind of an alternate universe story of Cinderella's, the fairy tale she lived. And in this story, it just didn't go so well for her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, she actually, you'll hear at the end of the song, she actually ends up back in the cellar scrubbing a pot.
Oh,
you could make a rock opera out of that.
You could.
Oh, let's check it out. Perry Stephen Polito from Mars Hall right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Can't help falling in love. Cinderella's ugly cry. She's feeling the side effects of the fairy tale she lives inside. At the end of a rainbow is an empty pot she forgot to clean. Her fairy godmother never promised anything. Then the drama queen arrives in a rat-drawn limousine, flanked by superhero henchmen protecting her disease. She looks a little bit thinner since the last time you encountered her derange. It's not a fairy tale when everything's been prearranged. Then you see the evil twins walking barefoot down the road. They ask if they can have a ride, they don't care where they go. Ding dong, your time is come and gone. Time waits for no one when the fairy tale is done. In love with Cinderella's ugly cry. She's feeling the side effects of the fairy tale she lived inside. When she raises an eyebrow, it's an indication that you've probably gone too far. She abruptly leaves, forgetting a slipper in a stolen car. Can't help falling in love with Cinderella's ugly cry. Can't help falling in love with Cinderella's ugly cry. Can't help falling in love with Cinderella's ugly cry. Can't help falling in love with Cinderella's ugly cry.
Live from Mad City, that was Aaron Weber's group, powered by Compass.
All right, we're back here with Mars Hall, Perry Stephen Polito. That was really awesome, man. Great song. Mm-hmm. Perry, take us back to the music scene in Madison and the Midwest during your days in Falcon. I mean, how does that music scene compare today? You said you played a lot of the bars down here in State Street. You mentioned El Tejon and Headliners, and it's a little bit different landscape these days.
Definitely, things have changed. Back then, you could literally go to a different club every night and see a different band, or you could go to the same club every night and see a different band. There was that wow. much wow. going on back then. In other words, you know, the Shuffle Inn was famous for having a different band every night. And
Van Halen.
Yeah,
Van
Halen.
Yep, Van Halen.
AC/DC.
AC/DC played at the Stone Hearth.
Yep.
You know, and you know, Cheap Trick used to play at the Stone Hearth. You know, the first time I saw Cheap Trick was at the Boardwalk in Madison. People go, Boardwalk.
Now, which singer? Who was singing for
it? It was Robin Zander.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I came to Madison pre or post Zeno. So
okay,
you know, yeah, and
people might not know Bad Boy from Madison. Their singer Zeno was the singer before Robin Zander in Cheap Trick.
Right, and you know that was one of Robin's first gigs. You know,
yeah,
and that was back. That was back when they were playing some. They were doing covers and, you know, their originals, but, you know, I fell in love with them right away, hence the Hamer guitar I have. Well, you know, the first time I saw Rick Nielsen with that Hamer guitar, I go, I want one of those. Well, I didn't get one till like 2017. You know?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Because they were like out of reach, but yeah, but it was fun, you know, and you could almost be guaranteed a crowd too of the people back then. You know, I think it, you know, what changed things a lot was the drinking age and the drinking, the, you know, people really clamping down on drunk driving, you know, because you know, back then. Everybody was drunk driving, you know, after
oh
the,
my.
Well, when you think about it, after a show at 2:30 in the morning and everybody, you know, the famous call at Shuffle Inn was last call for alcohol.
Yeah. You can sleep anywhere you want, but you can't
sleep here. Right. You know, that was, you know, that was everywhere. Headliners.
Yeah.
Wherever you went, you know, the
right
time was 2:30 in the morning and, you know, most of the people that were going home were driving drunks. But, well, it's a good thing they clamped down on that because, you know, that drunk driving is not a good thing for anybody. But I think that really had a lot to do with, you know, squelching the crowds.
Yeah, that's an amazing time. I mean, how did you even promote your band
back then?
Before the internet, right?
Well, we would advertise in Max Inc. magazine or like Emerald City Chronicle or the Isthmus.
Oh, yeah.
We also, Falcon was really known for, and we might have been one of the first ones that actually promoted a lot of our shows on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
We would run radio ads locally. You know, I remember one time we ran an ad to do a show out at Springfield Corners, and we mentioned free beer.
there
were people lined up outside trying to get in, and then they ran out of beer. I had to run and get more beer, but that, you know, that's one of the things.
What were we thinking?
Yeah. I think that night Mike Ellis's station wagon got stolen, and they found it in the a cornfield right out back. Somebody had put the brick on the accelerator and left it out there for the engine to blow.
See, this is why we don't let our kids roam around by themselves anymore, right? It was a different time back then. Well, do you think it was easier or harder?
I think it was easier as far as getting gigs and have, you know, it was definitely, you had a crowd there all the time. It just seemed like nowadays, it doesn't seem like everybody's going out every night like they used to. Like you can't, unless it's really somebody really big, you know, even some of the big guys don't get that many people.
Yeah, well, you have, you know, your big screen TVs and your killer stereos. And
yep, technology
Spotify
has really,
YouTube.
You know, technology. Technology has a lot to do with it too, why people aren't going out to the bar. It was an exciting thing for us kids, you know. We were all, you know, coming up, you know, when I was younger, the drinking age was 18. So, you know, it was really exciting for us every night to go to a different place, see a different band, and it was just fun.
It does change the dynamic. Oh, well, let's see. Music has been your life. Do you have any other career interests or hobbies outside of music?
I've got a bunch of them. You know, I love thrifting.
Ooh.
That's where, you know, that's where I get my Hawaiian shirts. Got this one at St. Vinny's. I like fishing. I love fishing. I'm fishing all the time. I do have a day job, though I did retire from it four years ago. But they keep pulling me back in, and I've been a cabinet maker since I was 24.
Wow.
And now all I do is I install cabinets for high-end builders. Mm. For these big, I'm working on a 16,000 square foot house right now.
Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Mars Hall's Stephen Perry Polito, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Keep Rolling. Is this song about my favorite rolling paper zigzag?
No, I'm sorry. It's not. You still use those?
A different kind of rolling, maybe?
But no, this song is about, it's just a free-spirited, about being a free spirit.
All right, let's hear it. Perry Stephen Polito right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Took a boat to Shanghai. I didn't have such a bad time there. Distant voice was screaming, "You're never going back." Disbanded and swept to the side of the road of life, compelling missed connections. You're never going back. They say at a rolling stone won't gather no moss if it keeps rolling. Rolling down the road of life, keep rolling. You're never going back. I'm on a train New York City. I'm going down to New Orleans. I ain't never been there, but then I never been anywhere I'm going. I like to stay on my own side of the line and keep rolling. Say that a rolling stone won't gather no moss if it keeps rolling. Get me some savoir faire. A distant voice was screaming, "You're never going back." Disbanded and swept on the side of the road of life, compelling missed connections. Fateful conflicts are true to form. Say that a rolling stone won't gather no moss if it keeps rolling. Rolling down the road of life, keep rolling. You're never going back, keep rolling. Rolling. You'll never go.
Live from Mad City, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Wow, that was awesome, man. Good job. You know, Perry, tell us about founding Mars Hall. How did this band come together, and what's the backstory?
Well, when I got out of Falcon, I took a hiatus from Falcon to raise kids and have a family. And once they got all grown up and out of the house, almost out of the house, I should say, I decided, well, I'm going to start playing music again. So I actually did a few reunion shows with Falcon. We did a little reunion tour. That was fun. Then that ended. And people kept saying, Perry, you got to get a band going. Come on, you got to do something. You know, don't waste your talent. And I decided, okay, I'll do it. But I want to do my own music. So one night I met up with Scott Pernot. We were doing guest appearances with a band called Denim and Leather at the... Remember Denim and Leather?
Oh, yeah, of course,
they were playing out at the Boulevard, and they were doing some show, and we both did guest appearances with them. And I saw Scott, and I go, Scott, you got to get back in a band. You got to start playing.
Yeah.
You know, and he says, I don't want to be in a... I don't want to play in a cover band. I don't want to play in bars. I said, neither do I. And then he gives me this look like, well, what, you know? But anyway, I invited him over to my house to listen to some of my original music, you know, and because we both lived in Cross Plains at the time, and it was easy for him to get over there. And he reluctantly came over and started playing the music. He was very reluctant, and because, you know, he'd been out of music for 30 years and had no intention whatsoever of getting back into a band. And then he heard my music, and he was like, where has this stuff been? You know, because I got a ton of songs that I had been writing through the years, and I actually recorded a few of them with different bands and stuff. And he goes, where's this stuff been? In my back pocket. And he goes, I'm in. And I said, okay, well, we'll do it if I can get Jeff Hines on guitar. You know, Jeff Hines, he played with me in Shock. We were in a band called Neo Voodoo. And Jeff and I, we actually went to New York together. You know, Jeff and I have a long, long history. And I said, if I can't get Jeff to do it, I don't really want to do it, because, you know, he's my favorite guitar player in the whole world. And I called Jeff right after Scott left, and I said, Jeff, I'm putting together an original band, and I'd like you to be my guitar. And he says, I'm in. He didn't even hesitate. He says, I'm in.
Wow.
And then comes a drummer and drummers. Oh, my God, drummers. You know, you go see Spinal Tap 2, and they're still having trouble with drummers. You know? But anyway, the first two drummers we had just didn't work out. You know, fabulous drummers. I mean, we had Steve Phipps. He's just a fabulous drummer, and he played a lot of the stuff on our first studio album. But he was just a little too esoteric for us. So, you know, we're looking for another drummer, and then we found, you know, while we're looking for drummer, we're trying out drummer after drummer, we found Tim Karbowski from Wisconsin Rapids. And
that's a long drive.
He comes down once a week for rehearsals on Tuesday nights, and it's about an hour and 45 minute drive for him. And but he really added the punch to the band that we needed, so we had that nucleus, you know, the whole thing. You know, the nucleus was always Jeff, me, and Scott. But, you know, that's kind of how it came together, you know. And the thing that really brought the band together was the music. They loved the music.
Originals.
Yeah. They liked what I was doing with them, you know. And it's rock and stuff, you know. I mean, you've heard us. It's, you know, these songs I'm playing tonight, these are really cut down versions of, you know, it's kind of a kind of a new way, you know, like Keep Rolling's kind of a upbeat song, you know, and it's kind of different playing them acoustically like this, but it's fun.
Well, now you guys have a new member, Eric Gamble.
I should go into, you know, Jeff left the band. You know, he decided he wanted to do some other things, you know, more family oriented things. He's traveling a lot, and he does a lot of things. You know, I just saw him a few months ago. We got together and watched a band down in in Mazomani together. But anyway, he left the band, so it kind of left us in a lurch. We were like, oh gosh, what do we do? So we picked up Kurt Quickle, who is a local musician. He plays in like 5 or 6 different bands around town. If he's not playing every night of the week, then there's something wrong. He's playing tonight. That's why he couldn't make the show tonight.
Okay.
But, you know, he came in, he started, you know, and he added a different aspect because, you know, he's a more precise guitar player, lead. You know, he's on the genre of Rick Nielsen, you know, he fit right in with our music. So, but we are looking to pick up, or Eric Amble has committed to the band. He's coming on board. He's been dealing with some personal issues. His father recently passed away. So, we've been, you know, and we got him in our prayers. And, but he's coming on board, and that's why we're kind of in a flux here. You know, we're working in where we're going to have 2 guitar players, and I'm going to go back to being a lead vocalist,
like I was
in Falcon. I'll pick up the guitar, you know, because a lot of my songs there's 3 guitar parts in them, but that's where we're headed, and that's why you probably won't see us playing for a while here, because we're working in Eric, and we're, you know, there's other things going on we're excited about.
Well, we can't wait. Well, let's get back to live music from the Mad City with Mars Hall's Perry Stephen Polito, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have, it's called Sleepless Nights. I mean, it feels like it's getting dark in here.
I just got to...
Tuning down.
That should do it.
All right.
Let's see.
Let's hear it. Sleepless Nights.
No, what the heck's it? Okay, there we go. Figure out this technology. Yeah, Sleepless Nights. This was a song about a young man who shot his father. This was a true story in Milwaukee. I was in the basement. We were recording at Sleepless Night Studios. And the song's got nothing to do with Sleepless Night Studios, but this is the song about this kid that shot his dad. I go again, another sleepless night. Don't know what's worse, the pain or the fright. The whole place really starts to scream when he gets the belt out. No place to run, even if you could get out. Sleepless night. How many times before you put up a fight? One of these days I'm gonna make you crawl. Cause soon I'll be all grown up and make you pay for it all. Another broken heart. That time Mom hit the floor just a little too hard. Remember when I told you, Dad, I'm gonna make you crawl. One shot between the eyes and you pay for it all. Come with me, I'll show you what I mean.
Live from Mad City, brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. We'll be back with more live music right after this.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Live from Mad City, brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
All right, we are back here with Mars Hall vocalist and songwriter Perry Stephen Polito. But you know what? We just got Mars Hall bassist Scott Pierno on the phone right now. Scott, how are you doing tonight? Where are you at?
I am actually taking care of business with my girlfriend. We are out to eat right now. I lost a marriage because I was too businesslike, I guess. and so I'm just making sure that the home life is taken care of.
Oh, nice. Out on date night. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott, and how you got started in music. Because you used to play in the 70s and 80s in a band called Prophet.
Yeah. You know, I took about 6 years guitar lessons, 8 to 14. And everybody's going to be surprised about this. I think I told Perry once, but about 16 years old, I was sneaking into bars. You know, and the age was 18. And one of the very first... I was sneaking into the Roost and Porch. I was watching Cheap Trick and Clicker and Bad Boy and Chaser, you know, and all those bands. And I was 16 years old. Well, one of those bands was Falcon that I went and I snuck into a bar or, you know, I had a fake ID. I don't even remember. But, you know, and I saw Perry for the very first time in my life at 16 years old. And he's such a tremendous stage performer that I was just kind of mesmerized, actually. And so at 16, I took my guitar lessons that I had and formed a little high school group, which was kind of, it started out as Bad Stone, and then it became Prophet. But we were doing the, you know, the high school dances and the pep rallies and, you know, those types of things. And then our drummer, unfortunately, when we all got to be about 18, he was still not of age. So that all of a sudden became a real problem playing in clubs, you know. But anyway, you know, that ended up putting myself through college. And I left the business for about 30 plus years, at least 35 years. And Perry told the story about, you know, how we met. And I almost slugged the guy that night, quite honestly. He had a hold of me by the shirt collar. No, he had the hold.
Wasn't that obnoxious, was it? God, come on.
Yeah, and he's like, he goes, Scott, you got to play again. I'm going, Perry, I do not want to play again. And he still got a hold of me by the shirt collar. You know, and you heard the rest of the story. I just kind of wanted to add.
Yeah, this is the reluctant part.
Yeah, but, you know, I did. I got to tell you what. And I was very reluctant, very, very reluctant. And I was never going to play in a band again unless we weren't doing original music. Because I'm really tired of hearing cover bands. I really am, you know. And this new wave of classic rock thing is this underground thing that is really picking up steam. You know, you've got the Struts in England who are closely assimilated, the Rolling Stones, you have Greta Van Fleet, which everybody's heard of around here, closely assimilates with
Zeppelin.
Geez, Led Zeppelin. Yeah, with Zeppelin. You know, so, and I will tell you what, in the new wave of rock that's happening, I would say that, you know, we cross balance a little bit, but we maybe closely assimilate with Cheap Trick. You know, so it's that type of underground thing that's going on, only so it's original classic rock is what it is. So it's not this, you're listening over and over and over again to Journey and, you know, all the other great bands back in that era. It's that genre that's continuing on in an original song sort of way. So, and, you know, I think that's what Perry and I and the rest of the guys have landed on, is because we did play cover songs. I only played about 7 years. But, you know, the other guys have been playing cover songs so long that, you know, what Perry's offering these days for everybody that comes to see us is the hook, the melody line. You know, people are singing Perry's songs by the end of the song, and they've never heard them before. And that happens. No, that happens constantly, that people are singing songs, you know, by the end of the songs that they've never heard before. They're singing with us. It's a tremendous feeling, actually.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, Scott, thank you so much for coming on the radio to hang out with us tonight on Live from the Mad City with Perry. That's pretty cool. We'll let you get back
Thanks
to your
so
date
much,
night,
Roger.
Man.
Appreciate everything you do for us.
Thank you. All right. Well, hey, let's get back to live music in the Mad City with Mars Hall's Perry Stephen Polito, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song, it is called, and we're going to skip ahead a little bit. We're running a little late. This is the Ed Sullivan song. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, it's just everybody had that experience. The first time they saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. And they hooked me, and I think they hooked everybody else that night that saw it. So this is kind of the story of my journey through music, and everybody that saw that show that night can probably relate to the song.
Wow, that's so cool. Is this one of the songs that has drums?
Yes, it does.
We're going to change instrumentation a little bit. Let's try it out. Well, here we are with Perry Stephen Polito, Max Inc. Radio.
To play.
Live from Mad City, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Wow. I could swear that was Ringo Starr.
That's Pete.
How did you get him to guest on this song?
It's just who you know.
That was awesome. I loved just all the Beatles references. Almost just really takes you through.
How about the Ray Kettner reference?
Yeah, that was great too. Ray Kettner music. I haven't heard of that one in a while.
That's true.
That was that down here on State Street?
He was on State Street at the time. I was actually his beer runner. and, you know, the guy taught me a thing or two about guitars, you know, and, you know, I service and, you know, I was telling her this morning, Ellen, my lovely friend's here today, but I was telling her I could have probably been a good luthier because of Ray Kettner. He pretty much taught me everything I know about guitars.
Well, Perry, you've been playing music live for several decades, and you show no signs of stopping. You look great. Do you just wing it, or do you follow like kind of a health plan? What do you do these days? Because I mean, I'll tell you, when you go play music, you got to bring a lot of energy, you know. And you know, it's great when you're young, but when you get a little older, what do you do to keep that?
You know, for me, getting old is a state of mind, and I think young, and I just act young. I feel young. So, you know, all you young people out there, keep your young attitude. You know, I still have the attitude that I'm 25.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel. Don't you? Honestly.
I'm still 19.
Right. See, well, you know, you're a little more immature than me. But, you know, that's the key to it. And, you know, I did quit drinking and smoking dope. You know, I used to do that when I was a younger man. Well, not too much younger. I was, it was 10 years ago. I've been sober for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, how do we keep up with Mars Hall online?
We're on Facebook. We're on every streaming platform in the world. You know, and you can hear. You know, we're on a lot of playlists on Spotify and SoundCloud, and there's, you know, you just Google us. We're there.
Well, we have time for one more song tonight. Thank you so much for kind of coming in. Even at last notice, we just got a hold of you the other day, and you're like, sure, I'll come in and play. That's
yeah,
really awesome.
I'm kind of here.
Well, this next song, it's unreleased, and we're going to hear it for the first time. It's called Hannah. It's based on a movie character?
Yeah, if you're familiar with the movie Hannah, came out in 2011, and then there was the series in 2019. It's based on her.
All right, well, let's check it out. You've been listening to Max Inc. Radio. We will see you in 2 weeks. Rob Roberts will be here next week.
Got the drum on this one. Likes to run on the beach when the moon is full. She likes the sand on her feet. She thinks it's beautiful. Hannah looks up and howls at the moon and then jumps into the sea. Hannah swims to the end of the earth and then she quietly falls asleep. Hannah likes to look at the stars. She says we're following the universe. Why is this a human race? It shouldn't matter who gets there first. Hannah's never linked to the city. She doesn't even know that place. Hannah doesn't know that she's pretty. She's never even seen her own face. We'll be right back. times. She calls them magic places. Doesn't know who they are, but she recognizes all their faces. Hannah's lips screaming and lungs out.
This has been Max Inc. Radio. Thank you so much, and have a great night, you guys. We appreciate you all.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.